電車が参ります。皆さん、まもなくビットクーバー FM です。ビットクーバー、どう始まります？こんばんは皆様。What's up everyone? It's Bitcoover FM. We're live and direct from the top of Burnaby Mountain, 90.1 FM. And tonight we're going to be talking about Japanese train melodies. And so with some Japanese train melodies, I think it's good for us to put on 5 hours of Japanese train ambiences, don't you think? That sounds great. It's kind of hard to find just the train noises because at most stations, you will hear a distinct melody. A train melody, perhaps, also known as Hansha Melody in Japanese, arriving and departing, could be different as well, too. And starting in the late 80s up until the present, we have an entire range of synthesized music that reflects the local areas, that has served as announcement and identification and indication for various stations all around the Japanese rail network. So let's talk about Japanese train melodies. Let's start out with everyone's favorite, a selection of JR stuff. And I do believe I have some Yamanote Line stuff in here, too. Let me just see where that actually ended up. There we go. There's the Yamanote Line. And we'll clear that out. Bring this in here. And let's listen to a little bit of Yamanote Line while we talk about stuff. For those of you who don't know, the Yamanote Line is a circular line that goes around a lot of the heavily trafficked spots in Tokyo. And if you get yourself a JR pass, which I would heavily recommend you to do, if you're going to be doing a lot of traveling, you can get them regionally, you can get them across the entire country. I went to Central Japan, I went to Tokyo, and I went to Hokkaido, so it made a lot of sense for me to just get a 2-week pass. I could ride the bullet train whenever I wanted. The only thing it doesn't cover is metro lines, subway lines. So for that, you're going to need an IC card, like a Suica or a Passmo, or if you're cool like me, a Monica, because I hopped on the Shinkansen and went straight to Nagoya. And don't worry, we've got the Nagoya station melodies, we've got the Tokyo Metro melodies, we've got the Toei subway melodies, which is another line in Tokyo, we've got the Kyoto Municipal subway melodies, and I even found some of the brand new ones. That's the door closing sound, by the way, so doorはしまります. So watch out, doors are closing. We're getting on Bitcoover FM, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of good stuff. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's go here. Let's do a little bit of mixing here. So train melodies kind of started in the 80s and 90s. And quite a few of them were developed by Yamaha, introduced at Shinjuku and Shibuya stations, which are major, major exchange stations in the Tokyo metro area. And the departure melody, the arrival melody, all those kind of cool stuff. There's even a Yomiuri Shimbun report. Station melodies bring peace of mind. So they were initially introduced to reduce noise pollution and improve passenger services. And according to Hiroshi Watanabe, music historian, they were created strictly as notification sounds without any artistic background. But in the last 20-25 years or so, there's been a trend towards increasing local recognition and highlighting composers and all sorts of cool stuff. And there even is a subset of train enthusiasts, densha otaku, densha being train. Literally, densha actually literally means electric car. So very cool word for train. But the melody enthusiast of the train enthusiast, so the subset of this otaku type, is ototetsu, sound train fan. Super cool. And I got a hold of some JR Melody stuff. So we're just listening to a whole bunch of stuff. And it's good stuff, isn't it? So I'm a big fan of trains. I have traveled across various trains across the world. I've even taken British and Southern Rail. I've been on a high-speed train, not the Train à Grande Vitesse, not the TGV in France, but I did take a high-speed train from Amsterdam to Paris, and we waved at Brussels as it went by. I've taken... I haven't taken Via Rail or Amtrak yet. I think I may have taken Amtrak. I definitely have taken ones in the Bay Area. I've taken Caltrain and BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. Of course, the SkyTrain. Let's be honest. The SkyTrain's incredible. What a legend of public transit. I don't know if it's still the longest driverless system in the world, but for a long time, it was the longest driverless system in the world after the addition of the Canada Line. I've also taken the Berlin subway, the Unterbahn. I've been on, of course, the Paris Métropolitain. There are still some stations in Paris that have the old school Métropolitain, the kind of green wrought iron Art Deco signs. Like if you go to the one by Notre Dame, Île de la Cité, City Island, I think that's that still has an old Métropolitain. What other ones have I taken? I've been on the Vienna subway. That was quite nice. I've, of course, been on the Tube. Been on the London Underground. Taken it to several Premier League matches with my father. It was very good. Also took it to go out to Hammersmith. And we've taken British Rail out to Wales. And we've taken it up to Scotland as well. Have we been on? I've been on the Seoul subway. That is a fantastic one, except for Shindorim. What a horrible station. It's a very busy station. It's just a huge transit station, the same way that Shinjuku is. I've taken the metro and the high-speed rail in... Oh, doors are closing. Doors are closing, everybody. Doors are closing. Doors are closing. Oh, yeah. Everybody loves that melody. Super good. I've taken Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong Metro. There we go. Now there is a system, the MTR, the Mass Transit Railway. Oh, so good. Hong Kong Metro is fantastic. And the cool thing is that it uses a combination of both light rail and heavy rail. So very cool. One of our dear listeners, Plastic Owl, shout out Plastic Owl, thank you for tuning in. Regular co-host of this program with me and one of my best friends, Riyadh, is the longest driverless metro system. Thank you very much. Next time I'm in Saudi Arabia, I will make sure to take that. I was talking with one of the other hosts of our program on Thursday, Charlotte. Call Me Negotiator, that's her show, and she's from Chengdu, and I went to Chengdu a long time ago in 2012, and I was noting how at the time there were only two subway lines, but if we look at, if we do some live typing now, I think honestly, the Chengdu Metro, 17 lines? My goodness. Yeah, at the time there were only two lines when I was there. Oh, doors are closing, folks, doors are closing, doors are closing. Oh, yeah, everyone recognizes this one. Oh, oh. Now, there's a whole set of people who have been... Like, the Ototetsu have now done field recordings mixed with experimental music, mixed with, you know, musique concrète, and then remixes as well. So not only are these melodies beloved by the Japanese and international public, they have become... a cultural icon. So they've replaced their initial format of being functional, and they have become artistic, which I think is really cool. I love when electronic music kind of breaks the boundaries of something practical and functional and pragmatic and becomes something you know, beyond. And if you've ever taken a Japanese train, you'll understand. Gotta give a shout out to the JR network and all of the municipal subways and everything. It was nice and quiet. No one was talking on their cell phone. No one's eating. No one's blasting crappy mixtapes. So, wonderful. Subarashii desu. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Let's get a little more train ambience in here. Oh yeah, that's nice. Yamanote Line. Let's talk a little bit about the Yamanote Line, and then we'll talk more about some of the more... the metro stations that I have been to, because we're just going to be talking about Japanese trains and Japanese train melodies tonight. So, Yamanote-sen, a loop service in Tokyo operated by JR East, everyone's favorite regional rail company, except JR Central, though. JR Central, shout out to JR Central. JR Hokkaido is cool, too. Unless your train is stuck in the snow, which actually happened to me. I am one of the few people who can say they have been delayed on the Shinkansen. And the Shinkansen has an average delay of, like, less than a minute over its 50, 60 years or something like that, which is incredible. So, incredible stuff. However, when we were coming back from Hokkaido, back into the Tokyo area, so I was up in Hokkaido for a week, and then I took it back, and then I stayed in Kodansha, close to the Imperial Palace, north Tokyo. We were on our way back, and as we got past Aomori and Sendai, they were like, "Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are so sorry, the train has been delayed," and they actually stopped the train. So that was very interesting, and everyone is looking up like, this doesn't happen. This is Japan. This shall not happen. So the Yamanote line, a loop line, and the nice thing about it is if you get your JR pass, it works on the Yamanote line. So instead of having to go, you can go in the metro if you need to go in between, but it hits all of the big ones. Let's just look at the line. So if you start at, I mostly hopped on at Akihabara or Kanda station, and then you could go up Okachimachi, Ueno, Uguisudani, Nippori, Nishinippori, Tabata, Komagome, Sugamo, Otsuka, Ikebukuro, that's a big station, Mejiro, Takadanobaba, Shin Okubo. Shin, by the way, just means new. So Shinkansen, new. Shinjuku, Yoyogi, Harajuku, stylish. I'm kicking myself that I didn't go to Harajuku next time. I did go to Shinjuku and Shibuya. Shibuya was fun. Shinjuku was under construction a lot. So, doors are closing. Doors are closing, everybody. Doors are closing. Doors are closing. Yeah, there's a mix on this CD that I found. It was, let's see. JR to Nihon... Hansha Melody. So Hansha is like departure, like leaving the station, and Melody, yeah, I mean, obviously it's Melody. Yeah, Yamanote Line sounds excellent, cool. So after Harajuku, of course, Shibuya, come on. I'm a Jet Set Radio fan. Jet Set Radio Future is one of the greatest video games of all time, one of the greatest soundtracks of all time. So the word Shibuya was in my brain from a very early age. And also talking with my father, the Wizard of Ops, who has traveled extensively in Japan. And also shout out to Mom Coover as well, too. She's taken the line way out to the west of Tokyo. Very cool. So after Shibuya, we have Ebisu and Meguro, Gotanda, Osaki, and Shinagawa. That's another big station as well, too. Takanawa Gateway, Tamachi, Hamamatsucho, Shimbashi Station. Hey, shout out Shimbashi Station, great Vancouver band. Yurakucho, and back to Tokyo. Cool. Tokyo Station is extremely busy all the time. It's just busy. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just busy. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, the Yamanote line is pretty sweet. Let's take a look at some of the other lines that we've got. Transit in Greater Tokyo. So, of course, we have the Shinkansen. So, the Tohoku Shinkansen, the Joetsu Shinkansen, the Hokuriki Shinkansen, the Tokaido Shinkansen, which is the one that goes... Tokaido takes you down to Osaka. So, that's the one I took to get to Nagoya. So Nagoya is pretty cool. And of course the Chuo Shinkansen, very, very cool because that's a maglev train. I have taken a maglev train when I was in Shanghai with the Wizard of Ops way, way, way back in the day, 2011. My goodness. And, you know, we paid our, what was it, like 60, 70 kwai kind of thing. So 20, 30 bucks for a ticket. But let's be honest, you're riding on the only commercial maglev line of distance, except for I think Nagoya actually has a maglev line, but it's not the same as like a proper maglev line. It's like 27, 30 kilometers kind of thing. Yeah, L0 series, and that's under construction, and that's going to go from Shinagawa to Osaka, Shin Osaka. So Shinagawa Station is outside of Tokyo. It's in Minato, and Minato, of course, everybody, that's right, Tokyo Tower, everybody's favorite tower. The Sapporo TV Tower is pretty good too, but it's based on things, and most Japanese cities have a television or broadcast tower as well. What else? We've got, of course, the Yamanote Line, the Tohoku Line, the Chuo Line, the Keio Line, the Joban Line, the Yokohama Line, the Nambu Line. So there's JR East passing through the Tokyo Metro, the Toei Subway. You can, of course, connect to various private railways like Seibu and Keisei. Tokyo, we've got heavy rail lines that come through. It's a whole big thing at the bottom of this Wikipedia page, which is cool. Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff. Nice. Good old Yamanote line. What other transit systems have I been on? We got... Yeah. Oh, I've been on the Copenhagen Metro, one of the only stations to run 24/7. Also, shout out to another 24/7 Metro line, New York as well. Literally the subway. So, the New York subway. And 24/7 connecting the five boroughs, the MTA. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority. That's where Take the A Train, for example, comes from. And, you know, we used to, before I lived in Vancouver, I lived in New Jersey. And we would used to drive up to Liberty City in Newark area and take the PATH train. And that would take you into New York City, and then you'd transfer to the subway there. Super cool. I remember going to Chinatown and Times Square and all the museums and everything, but you get around on the subway. So shout out to what was that card? Where's the card? Fares. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, Metro card. Omni boo. No, it's all about the Metro card. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, we talked with Bart. I have actually taken the Cleveland Metro. That was kind of sketchy. Not going to do that again, but I took it, saved a whole bunch of money, but definitely not going to take that again. I've taken the DC Metro. That's an interesting one. Washington, DC has some very interesting concrete, brutal stuff, in there. Prague as well. Have not been to Prague yet. Yeah, Paris. Where else have we taken? Tel Aviv. No, we drove around Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Asia, Seoul, talked about that. Hong Kong, talked about that. Taiwan, talked about that. Of course, Shanghai. Shanghai Metro is really good as well, too. I'd put that on the same level as Tokyo and Seoul and Taiwan. It's very efficient, very good. What else? I have been to, Hong Kong, talked about that. I'm trying to think of other places. Amsterdam. Well, I took the trams in Amsterdam, but that's a streetcar kind of thing, so that's different. I've taken the streetcars in San Francisco a whole bunch as well, too. Los Angeles. I have not had the mispleasure of taking the Los Angeles Metro, so that's good. I have taken the line. Shout out the line in Seattle. And Let's see. Seattle Light Rail. Link. That's what it's called. It's called the Link. And then one line. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I've taken the one line from pretty much all the way, almost all the way down, back and forth between SeaTac. And then there's a new line that just, I believe, just opened up. The 2 line, right? Didn't it just open up? Yeah, between Linwood and... Nice. Very cool. Yeah, that one's pretty good. They have a card called the Orca card. What else? What other transit systems have I been on in the world? Vienna? Atlanta? No, we drove around Atlanta. Now I'm just yakking. Anyways, the big one, of course, is Japan. Japan, incredible transit system. You do not need a car in Japan. And you can get around very easily on transit. And I did an entire cross-the-country trip, basically. I started in Tokyo and went directly to Nagoya, so kind of central Japan in Aichi Prefecture. Speaking of Aichi Prefecture, why don't we play a little bit of those Nagoya melodies? And I think it's this one here. So we'll see if I can copy and paste. No, copy-paste is different. We'll come back to the Yamanote line here in just a moment. Nice. Time for some Nagoya. Nice. Oh, Nagoya. So good. Oh, yeah. The Nagoya Municipal Subway. Fantastic. The rapid transit system serving Nagoya. And everybody says Nagoya is boring, but I disagree. Oh, shout out to Ninja. Ninja says he loves the Yamanote line. And I would agree with you, bro. One thing that Ninja did that I didn't do. Ninja went to Osaka, I think. Ninja also went to Tokyo Disneyland. Disneyland Tokyo? I don't know. Yeah, but we love the Yamanote line. It's good stuff. Especially if you have a JR pass. Get that JR pass, folks. It's really good. And just load up your IC card. Yeah. Nagoya. Ninja says he was in Osaka just for the airport. Nice. Kicks. KIX. Crazy thing is, like, when you look at the Osaka area from above, it's just, and you see the airport, it's just way out there on an artificial island. It looks very Katamari Damacy. 90% of the Nagoya Municipal Subway is underground. Very cool. Complemented by Suburban Railways. It's a good band name. Nice. 47 lines in and around Greater Nagoya. So, if you like food, go to Nagoya. And you know what? Some people say, like, oh, the city's boring, it's not as interesting. Well, duh, Tokyo's like New York or L.A. or London. You know, it's a massive city. It has almost 40 million people in the greater Tokyo area. So, of course, you're going to have craziness. And, of course, you're going to have, like, excessive amounts of things. But the food in Nagoya was great. I did not feel as much of a bit of a gaijin overrun. And, you know, in your area, you know that there are places and times in the year when things just get kind of overrun by tourists. And I fully admit I'm a tourist. I get it. However, learn a little bit of Nihongo. Try not to be an idiot. And, you know, practice some culture, practice some respect, especially when you're on the train. That's big. So let's talk about train etiquette, everybody. I think that would be a good thing. Let's look up Japanese train etiquette. Train manners. JR Rail Pass. Fantastic. All right. So we have 10 things. Eating and drinking. Using your mobile phone. talking on the trains, smoking on the trains, priority seating, women-only cars, luggage and personal space, queuing, and all that cool stuff. So thank you for Nagoya Subway. Let's have a little bit of the Kyoto Subway, I think. I think that would be pretty good. Let's close the Yamanote line for just a moment. And now let's bring ourselves into the Kyoto Subway. So we'll bring this down, bring our ambient sound. Nice. Kyoto had some cool sounds. The, is it the Kurama line? No. Karasuma line. That had some cool ones. Yeah. Here it is right here. Yeah. The Karasuma line. Man, if that isn't the coolest train jingle you ever heard, that's so cool. So don't eat. You can eat on a long-distance train, by the way, and avoid foods with strong odors. So, you know, maybe no chou-dofu, right? Do not use your phone on the train. Just don't. There was a point in time before widespread adoption of, like, messaging services and before you had limits, or before when we had limits on text messages before, that Japanese text messages could actually be, what was it, something like 10,000 characters. So the SMS limits were exceptionally longer. And there actually even was a series of novels that were written to be read on your phone. And so there's a lot of reading that happens on the train as well, especially with your shimbun, your big Japanese newspaper, of which I read several. Don't talk on the train. Loud chatter and other disturbance considered rude. Very cool. You may notice that most Japanese train passengers stand or sit in silence. I would agree. Do not smoke in public unless visiting a designated smoking area, some of which are on the platforms at the Shinkansen. You just got off a 3.5-hour Shinkansen from Tokyo, and you made it through the Seikan Tunnel. Oh, ooh, the Seikan Tunnel. We should talk about that. That would be super, super cool. Let's get some more melody. Let's listen to a few of the Tokyo Subway melodies while we're talking about Tokyo and such. Even though Tokyo is not all there is in Japan, I would highly recommend people to, But we'll play a little bit of this. Some of the OG train jingles. Super good. This one's an hour long, so we're not going to play the whole thing, but, you know, we're going to listen to it as well. Nice. Let's go back to train etiquette for a moment, folks. So, priority seating on train, just the same way that we have here on the the SkyTrain. You know, those who are pregnant or elderly or with special needs, please offer your seat. Or don't sit on a priority seat if another one is available. Women-only cars designated by the pink signs. I accidentally lined up for one, but then when I was waiting in the line, it was maybe about 20 or 30 seconds, and I looked down, and I'm like, oh, I am in the wrong line, so I moved immediately. And also queuing for the lines is nice and organized as well, too. Don't take up extra space with your stuff. Queuing in line. Hey, look at that. Line up at the number designations. Always stay behind this line. Yes, please stay behind the yellow line. Or as they say, yellow. Here we go. Please stand behind the yellow line and wait. Kiroisen no ichikawa ni sagatte o machi kudasai. Boom, boom. What else do we have? Litter on trains. Do not leave your trash behind. It's just a bad practice. Coming from an Eagle Scout, leave no trace, y'all. Also, you're not really going to find... There aren't trash cans. There may be some at the station, and sometimes that's actually not a bad way to get rid of all the trash you've accumulated over the day. Japan is a very clean country because there are no trash cans around. You are expected to recycle and keep your things. It is acceptable to read on the trains. If you are